Steuer? Aber easy. Mit Wieso Steuer. Einfach Foto deiner Dokumente machen und schwupps wird alles automatisch ausgefüllt. Kein Plan, ob's passt? Wieso Steuer prüft deine Angaben noch vor Abgabe. So gibt's keine Fehler mehr. Und bei Fragen hilft dir Steuer-GPT so, dass du's verstehst. Das Beste? Du siehst jederzeit, was du zurückbekommst. So steigt deine Erstattung und die Vorfreude. Jetzt ausprobieren und noch schnell bis zum 31. Juli abgeben. Wieso Steuer? So einfach war Steuererklärung noch nie.
Ah, da ist meine Prime-Bestellung.
Was? Jetzt schon?
Nur eine Sache begeistert so sehr wie die schnelle Lieferung mit Prime. Und zwar das tolle Unterhaltungsangebot von Prime.
Was schauen wir uns an?
Heads of State, die neue Actionkomödie mit John Cena, Idris Elba und Priyanka Chopra Jonas. Sieht mega aus.
Schnelle, kostenlose Lieferung, geniale Unterhaltung und mehr gibt's bei Prime. Für nur 8,99 Euro pro Monat werde jetzt Prime-Mitglied. Die Inhalte können Werbung enthalten. Fortlaufende Mitgliedschaft. Mehr auf amazon.de/prime.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, West Coast correspondent Al Jackson. He's coming up in just a minute.
To be honest, I've never heard of the first bank that treats you like a guy who said someone glued his ass to a toilet seat.
This man came in and said he'd never heard of the first bank that treats you like a guy who says someone glued his ass to a toilet seat. Frankly, we weren't surprised. Our bank was originally known simply as the First Practical Joke Bank. Then we became the first bank that laughs at you like you're a man who sat on a whoopee cushion. Later, we were acquired by a larger bank, the first bank that treats you like a man who sat on ketchup packets under the toilet seat. Then we merged with the first bank that snickers at you like you have a kick me sign on your back. Finally, just 2 weeks ago, we became the first bank that treats you like a guy who says someone glued his ass to a toilet seat.
I needed a loan and wanted to see what the first bank that treats you like a guy who says someone glued his ass to a toilet seat could do for me.
The man came in and said he needed a loan. We asked him to have a seat. He declined.
I spoke to a loan officer.
We had the man speak to a loan officer, but first we made him shout for help for 15 minutes.
They asked me a few questions.
We asked the man if he would please pull our finger. We also asked if he would get on the intercom and page Harry Groin.
To make a long story short, I got the loan.
We gave the man the loan, but just to be funny, we put a dye packet in the cash.
The first bank that treats you like a guy who says someone glued his ass to a toilet seat. We may ignore our customers for a little while, but we always help them in the end. Get it? In the end? The first bank that treats you like a guy who says someone glued his ass to a toilet seat. We're the best bank in town. No ifs, ands, or buts. Buts. I'm killing myself over here. Oh, how about this one? We'll hang on to your assets. You bet your bottom dollar.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tell you what. Our guest looks relaxed, doesn't have a care in the world.
Oh, yeah.
All I can think of is sweet, sweet badass.
Man.
Yeah, yes.
Al Jackson's got on his blue shades, classic aviators.
Are those tigers on your shirt?
Or zebras?
They
or?
Are. Well, they're golden tigers. It's a complete outfit. I'm going to attempt to just show you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Holy mother of God. Yeah. That's
Oh,
cool.
That is stellar.
Wow.
And did Sinbad have a garage sale?
I was going to say, Josh looks like the mechanic they send out to BS, like the rubes like me that don't understand cars. They're like, oh, yeah, you're... carburetor transmission exploded. I'd be like, all right, what does it cost?
Flex capacity.
Hey, listen, I'm not saying you got to get this done today, but if you love your family, you'll do it.
You got to be a son of your family.
Should I add an air filter?
Some people don't need brakes.
Yeah. That is... Wow, that takes courage to wear that.
Can you see Tom in that?
Oh, I would love it.
My goodness.
What level of dementia would I have hit that someone would be dressing me in that?
Tom, I'm surprised you're not here. Not so much like what I'm wearing, but it's a big day for me. I feel like this is my birthday week because I realized that I just wear suits and just track suits. Like, I'm really getting rid of all my other clothes. I'm entering track phase part of my life, and I think track suit phase... is the final phase, like the Al Davis, you know, just like I'm just going to wear track suits for probably the next 50 years. And I couldn't be happier.
All right.
You'd always match. You look great.
It does look good, man. Yeah. It looks good.
Absolutely. I don't own a tracksuit, Al. I've never in my life on purpose worn sweatpants.
he detests sweatpants.
Even when you were a Harrier or whatever they call that?
Cross-country runner. Yes. Yeah, I owned them, but I almost never... I hate sweatpants.
Did you compete in cross-country in a golf shirt and jean shorts?
Loafers, chick. He had loafers.
I wore the appropriate clothing. I'm not a farmer.
I run
nice Madras
tuxedo.
Plaid.
And I don't know. I just can't stand it. And Nick Griffin and I both agree on this. Sweatpants, to me, it just shouts failure.
Means you gave up on that day, not on your life.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sweatpants on your day is over.
Now,
alienating 80% of our audience.
Yes.
Al, I want to ask you. I want to tell you, first of all, what happened. Yesterday, Mr. Chick McGee arrived.
Hi, everybody.
Here in the studio, and Chick has two cars. He's got kind of a fancy smaller car, and then he's got his regular car that he drives.
That's right. You know this.
Now, as I understand the story, Chick left his residence, walked into his garage, put the garage door up, started his car, and backed into his other car.
Yep. Boom.
Now, since received quite literally hundreds of emails from people that have done incredibly stupid things. Now, I have backed into a car in my own driveway, so I am guilty of this as well. But we have gotten so many great emails.
It's one of those things. I'm assuming, Chick, that you don't normally park that car there. I know that sounds like a dumb question, but if you do anything to throw your routine off,
certainly.
I think that's where, like, you do the thing where I put the cereal in the microwave and the milk, and
that
weird thing. So I think, like, all it takes is we're such creatures of habit that something happened where he had to hop out of his car. He parked it where he normally didn't. But his brain was like, the car is always where it is. And when he did the garage, like he's done every morning for 30 years, he backed into it. I could see it, man.
Yep.
Yeah, it's you're exactly correct.
I was somewhat off the back foot.
Getting out of the routine.
Yes.
Here's one. This guy writes, hey, Chick, don't feel so bad. My younger brother was a freshman in college. He called me, said he was drunk. Please come pick me up. I told him I would, but I'd bring his truck. I got in his very large truck. I was so mad. I wasn't paying attention. I was tired. I put it in reverse, hit the gas, and it stopped. So I hit the gas really hard and landed on top of my parents' Cavalier.
On top?
Big tires, apparently. There's a lot of great stories out there. A lot of my favorites are the ones where people back up without putting their garage door up. That's easy to do, apparently, judging by the number of people. Al Jackson is our guest. Al is a distinguished stand-up comedian. Al is also a driver. And isn't your dream car is a Ford muscle car. Is that correct? Are you still on that?
Well, I have the Dodge Challenger now, and that's my baby girl. And, you know, I'm thinking about switching out. My boy said something. It's always something your friends say that just like you can't get out of your head because they know you better than anybody. And my friend John said, you got to get a grown up car. And I was like, why? And he goes, you have a car for a 22-year-old or a 72-year-old. It's that part of your life where you're either like, you know, doing your midlife crisis or you're out cruising for chicks. I think I might get an SUV, but then, dude, I can see my job from where I live. So it's like, how do I justify buying a new car? You know, I don't know. Whatever.
Well, this thing about a particular vehicle is associated with a certain type of person. I think that's certainly true. I was had taken home a car in to get something done, and they gave me a loaner, and I was informed that only women drive those cars.
Yeah. I know exactly. Well, you're still kind of driving one.
What do you mean I'm still kind of driving one? Oh, are you in the school? If you have a white car, you have to be a female. Are you part of that?
I'm just saying the car that you're driving, that breed in a white color is usually driven by women.
Dames, broad skirts.
Ladies.
Or a very confident man.
Okay. See,
is there some kind of a chart where I can find all this stuff out?
Yes, it's called How Women Pick Out Cars chart.
Right. If there's an earring on the right side mirror, it's a gay car. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Tom, just right is wrong, yes.
Have you owned a car that was not white?
Not for a while.
Well, of course, I read that white cars are safer, so I've been getting white because I'm driving the girls around a lot.
I will never forget. I bought a car one time. Do you remember this? And it was, it happened to be gray.
Yeah.
It was like a dark gray.
Oh, no, you don't want to get that.
And Tom goes, oh, that's a beautiful car. It's the same color as the road.
Yes.
No one will see you.
I believe they get in historically many, many more accidents.
Why do I feel like Tom hasn't just read an article about how white cars are safer?
Yeah. Welcome, white friend. Yes.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
You know what I see all the time here in Colorado, and obviously I spend a lot of time all over the country, and I don't see it anywhere else. There is a number, like a large number, of orange Subarus. And I'm like, how do you leave your house, go to a Subaru dealership, and you walk out with the keys to an orange Subaru?
That's a good question.
How does that process happen?
Super safe car, great car. I guess
orange
is easier to see in the snow.
A lot of room for softball bats, if you know what I mean.
There
we
go.
There you go.
That's another one of those.
The categorization.
Field hockey equipment, you know.
Tennis rackets.
Al, no, you're right. On television, I cannot say that. I'll just say that Josh is a person that makes a lot of points that I don't disagree with sometimes.
No, Al, I used to live in Boulder, and yeah, that Alfalfa's parking lot, it's going to be orange Subaru.
I don't think I've ever seen
Is it because they're
Subaru.
Safe and they're also in the snow? Is that the
A lot
thing?
Of people
have four-wheel drive.
Like a white car in Colorado might not be a great idea.
Right, because there's so much snow.
Well, now, Al, it's time for you to help me out with the world of language.
Tom, I got you, and I'm so glad we're talking about cars, because that's going to lead us right into our first word of the day.
Is it hoopty? I know that one.
Oh, that's a good one. And actually, one of my old producers, her dog was named Hoopty, which I thought was the coolest
that's
name.
That's awesome.
That's a great
that's
name.
Awesome
can
name.
I refer to the car I drive as a Hoopty, Christy?
No.
No, you
no.
Hardly.
No.
Hardly.
Especially that car. No.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Is if your car is closer to six figures, I don't think you can call it a Hoopty.
Yeah.
Is a Hoopty an older car?
Yeah.
So you don't know what a hoopty is, Tom.
Well,
he heard the expression fly hoopty one time, and he hasn't stopped since.
That and
they
my
fly?
Man 50 grand.
No, they don't fly, yeah. Tom.
What are the ones that are right at the top of your, like, my man 50
That's
grand,
one.
Hoopty.
Dookie rope.
Riding dirty.
Riding,
oh, I love riding dirty.
Yeah. Riding dirty, yeah.
No, you know what that means, Christy?
Yes.
What does it mean?
It means you're riding with an illegal gun in your car.
No,
well,
no,
any kind of
anything
law.
Illegal.
Well, right. All right.
For example,
I think we know how Christy rolls.
Yeah.
right to the gun.
Damn.
Yeah, for example, I didn't have my wrench one time at the license branch, so I had a new plate.
Yes.
But it was on my front seat.
Oh.
So I was riding dirty.
Yeah, boy, that's really impressive.
Could have gotten pulled over. See.
It's not even riding dusty.
No.
Okay, give me a new word. Al, help me here.
I just like you were just telling that story. Hey, we're going to get to it. It's just making me think about like what Tom's dirty talk would be. Be like, I'm going to take you to a hotel. It's going to be not even a junior suite.
That's right.
We're not going to check out. Man, we're just going to walk out and just have it bill our card.
No, Tom's fantasy is always the roadside motel. That's kind of seedy, but not.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty good one. That's a good
and
one.
And he also likes the girl in an overalls, no shirt.
Yeah.
I don't blame you on that one. I'm with you.
Willie, your thoughts about your father.
Does anybody want a coffee? I'm going to take a smoke break real quick. I'm going to pick up smoking cigarettes again to get out of this conversation.
Do you refer to your car as your hoopty?
No, I think I'll just say like...
No, his car's not a hoopty.
Yeah, I'll say car. Like, you want a ride or something? I don't really talk about my car.
No, isn't whip... In yes. more
whip?
So whip
yeah hop in yeah. the whip
I'm gonna hop in my whip
yeah
your whip yeah
I'll pull the whip around.
I had no idea that was true.
I'll help
Tom,
you. Whip,
Tom, right? We did whip like 2 weeks ago, and you nailed it right off the bat. How did you do? Whip was one of those where you answered it so quickly. I was like, oh, that's a bad question.
Well, maybe the and way then, you. How did you word it?
I just asked what was a whip. And you nailed. You were like, you said a car within 10 seconds. Like,
I don't know.
Not even 10 seconds.
I don't remember. Sorry. I've already forgotten it. Keep going.
Tom is like Will Ferrell in Old School when he had to do the debate. And he just.
I don't know. Move on.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
all right.
What's my question?
Tom, and by the way, if you guys want to see more slang, my daughter graduated 8th grade this past weekend. Shout out to baby Avery. And I asked her slang terms from the 90s. It's on my Instagram Live. It is hilarious.
Oh,
I had
cool.
I had to explain to her what a pager was. And her reaction of disgust and, like, also pity for our generation. I mean, you have to see it. Just Al Jackson IG. But it's just, like, she just is, like, and then you had to find a payphone, you older man. Okay. Tom.
Yes, sir.
What is an L-dog?
Okay, now wait, hang on a second. Slow down. And I know an
slow
L-dog.
Down. Slow down.
I know.
Everybody stop.
I didn't think we were speeding up.
I know. Speaking of cars, I think I got the, we were talking
up.
About cars. I know an Eldo is an Eldorado with a Landau roof.
I don't think that has anything
nothing to do with this.
No. An L-dog is something else.
And don't, yes, and don't say Pero. thank you, Al.
I don't L-dog.
Take a guess.
I know. Wait a minute. Who was the dude that was always on? He was the bass player for Journey for a while. He called everybody dog.
Randy Jackson.
Randy Jackson. Everybody, man or woman.
That's right. An L-dog is a Randy Jackson.
Yeah, no, but I mean, he would say, hey,
Hispanic.
Dog.
Randy
so is an L-dog, is that like you'd say, I say, L-dog. Let's get in my whip and go smoke some jazz.
You're
going
to get beat up.
Oh, Tom. Like that. That was like when the knife goes all the way in and you're like, I had a good run.
Yeah. It was good. I tried.
Yeah. Tom, it's a type of car. It's old school.
Oh, so it's not it's not a Cadillac?
No.
Because the Eldorado was the famous L-dog. It's okay. Does it start with an L?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Is it like a Lamborghini? Instead of a Lambo, you got an L-dog?
Do you think enough people have Lamborghinis that we needed to invent slang for it?
Oh, okay.
Well, we do, because we call them Lambos, I guess.
That's
true.
Does it start with an L?
He said that.
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Okay. Oh, Le Sabre.
Billy's face.
Le Sabre.
A Buick Le Sabre is the L-dog, is what you're saying.
By the way, I'm just going to say, as a person that remembers the world before marijuana was legal, any place that I went to make a purchase, there was 11 Buick Le Sabres.
Oh, my God.
That is the telltale they sell drugs at this apartment.
Whenever I see a Buick Le Sabre, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to pay $75 for an eighth.
Jeez. Yeah. I see.
That's too much money to spend for that.
So, but you would say if L-Dog is a vehicle, so you would say, hey, I'm gonna hop in my L-Dog.
Yeah, definitely. I'm gonna hop in my L-Dog, you hop in your Lack.
It's not a Lambo?
Oh. No.
You're asking the same question twice.
I know, I'm trying to think.
You got this.
Cars that start with L.
Yeah.
I feel like Josh knows it. Josh is sitting back it. Like
go
a,
ahead, Josh,
like
let me know.
I'm going to guess it's also the name of a president.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Tom, think it through. Oh, a Lincoln.
Yes.
L-Dog. That seems disrespectful to Abraham Lincoln.
Call what? Him L Dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs disrespect like a hole in the head, right?
Buddy,
right? Right? Yeah. Right?
That's good.
Chick sneaking around in the weeds.
You're a sniper.
Right.
So my L Dog. Okay. That's common parlance, apparently.
Yeah, one of the famous, the remix to Southern, to Outkast Southern playlist was, it starts with everybody's in their L Dogs. Nothing but those lacks. What is a lack?
Oh, obviously that's easy. That's a Cadillac.
There you go. Yes, yeah. That's what they're talking about.
You got your mojo. All right, Tom. You got your mojo back.
Okay, well, Al, I got to move on here. Do they still talk about Electra?
Like a Buick Electra?
Is that still happening?
Carmen?
Oh, geez. Not
Carmen. Not
is there
Carmen.
Any
Never
other
mind.
Kind of Electra?
Boy, she's hot.
Al Jackson, you got any gigs coming up, Al?
Yeah, they'll all be on my Instagram soon because I got to write them all down. But I was going to tell everybody, make me a playlist on Spotify. You can make Al Jackson a playlist on your Spotify and listen to my jokey jokes.
Oh, cool.
And a new album's coming out very, very, very soon. So
okay, and it's,
great. I appreciate all y'all support.
One can find you, Al Jackson IG.
God, I love that jacket.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Man.
You like
Christy,
that?
I'm going to get you one.
Christy, yes,
you're making
I
me
love jealous. That.
Christy could pull this off.
I bet you can.
Oh, with my teeth.
Oh, hey, oh, with her teeth.
Yeah. Well, Tom, where's that roadside motel at, baby?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody. Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.